President Joe Biden gave his first press conference on Thursday, where he laid out his immediate priorities for the coming months. And despite two mass shootings 2 weeks in a row, gun control was not among them. We have NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith here to tell us more about it. Good morning, Tam.
Good morning.
So after the mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado, President Biden said he didn't need to, quote, wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save lives in the future. But then on Thursday, he was asked about gun control, and he pointed to timing, right? Pushing for gun control immediately after two horrific mass killings seems like good timing for gun control advocates, but what's happening here?
Yeah, so when President Biden talks about timing, he is talking about this plan that he came into office with, where he had a sequence of events planned out, a sequence of legislative pushes, where he was going to start with the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill and then move on to infrastructure. And he said, at this press conference, he was offered up a list of potential actions and legislation on guns, and he said it was about timing and immediately pivoted to talk about infrastructure, because infrastructure is what is next on his list. And gun control advocates, as you say, are incredibly frustrated with this, because they thought that they were going to – that this was a moment, that this was a time, and that they had a president in office who had campaigned on taking action on gun violence, and someone who has a long history of working with these groups when he was in Congress. But in part, it seems like some of that history might be what is guiding him here. He last had success when he was chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the 1990s, getting background checks and temporarily a ban on military-style, assault-style weapons. But after the Sandy Hook school shootings in 2012, legislative efforts fizzled. Jen Psaki, the press secretary, was asked at a briefing on Friday about the frustration of these gun control advocates.
We would say that the frustration should be vented at the members of the House and Senate who voted against the measures the president supports. And we'd certainly support their advocacy in that regard.
She did say that there could be some executive actions, that they're working on vetting those. But in terms of legislation, the next step is infrastructure.
Right, Tam. So for now, as you're saying, no big moves on gun control, something on infrastructure. Do we know what?
Well, we know that it will be big, and we know that President Biden is going to at least begin rolling it out Wednesday with a speech in Pittsburgh. We don't know how detailed that pitch will be, but we know that it will be a large undertaking. Biden campaigned on tackling the nation's infrastructure in a way that is more expansive than the typical conversations around roads and bridges. His proposal when he was running included promoting clean energy and transforming the U.S. economy to one that is greener, more tech-centered, making the country's infrastructure more resilient in the face of climate change. He's also talking about rural broadband, modernizing schools, human infrastructure, things like free community college. It's a lot of stuff, a lot more than we have time to talk about. The question is whether any elements of this could get bipartisan support. It's so big, probably not. The other question is how to pay for it. And Biden and his administration have made no secret of wanting to unwind the tax cuts for the rich and corporations brought in by Republicans and President Trump. But they want to protect the middle class, and the definition of wealthy and middle class is going to be a key part of this debate.
And as we noted earlier, Tam, the vaccine rollout is picking up speed with more and more states opening up eligibility to everyone. Does this mean the administration is on solid ground with this now?
Well, what it means is that they are in a race. They are in a race against variants and other challenges that could get them off track. But in terms of the vaccine rollout, they are certainly on pace to meet the president's new goal of 200 million shots in arms by the end of his first 100 days. But they are going to shift from a supply problem to a demand problem, to having to tackle that hesitancy that you talked about in your interview.
All right. Well, that's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Thanks, Tam.
You're welcome.